All right, welcome to our pre-show. That's what I was doing. I was doing this. I was not doing this. I was doing this. Well, I was doing this. Well, I don't know what. I was doing this. There. I was turning on Audacity. I was turning on our... So welcome to our pre-show, and this is Wednesday. It's after the... it's the day after our St. Patrick's Day, yeah. So did you have a good one? Did you go out and hammer, you know, get hammered? Did you go out and hammer the gods? What'd you do, man? We're going to do some leprechaun shit today, and I'll tell you what I've got going on here today. I've got Art Griego is going to join us today. And Art's going to talk about seeing a leprechaun. And we also have audio of a leprechaun sighting in... Audio of a leprechaun sighting in Mobile, Alabama, of all places. But the people there were excited to see it, and so who am I to judge? You know, it's kind of refreshing when somebody sees something other than Jesus twirling in a fucking tree or in a loaf of bread or some goddamn thing. So let's see what that does. Go over to my notepad here. So we've got... who is it? Oh, yeah. Art Griego. Bob Akin. Maybe I'll have Bob, you know, actually see one and start to freak out. Like, he's been just going days without rest. He's been flying his fucking helicopter forever. So I went and did some pickup stuff today for F is for Family out in the out in Burbank, and then tomorrow I got a meeting with our sales guys for our podcast because we've seen a noticeable uptick in podcasts and downloads. We're up like 10,000 or 11,000 over the last from 1 week to the next. So we're going to alert our sales guys to that and tell them, you know, it'd be really, you know, let's get on top of that, man, in terms of ad buys and shit like that. Then we also, of course, are mulling over some campaigns for BSPs. Now, I've had a couple of questions, you know, people, when's the new design? And one of the problems that you run into when you let people in on things is you let people in on things. And that's what we do here in the Backstage Pass area of things. And so I said that, you know, we are in the middle of a design, and we are. We're almost done, and we are. There's shit we're tweaking. Yes, there is. There's stuff we're changing. Yes, there is. There's things that you are presented by the developers, and you go, okay, you know, I'd like to change that from this. It happens. That's where it's at. We want to, and I want you to know that there's not so much in terms of bells and whistles that we're adding to the new design, so much as it is we're trying to make it as easy to use as possible, not just for our BSPs, but for new people. To that end, I can tell you, for instance, that it's going to be very fucking obvious where all the archives are. They're going to be on the homepage. We're going to have a list of archives on the homepage. Right there on the homepage. You're not clicking jack shit to get to where. There it is. We're going to have a list of the recent shows right on the homepage. We're going to have... we're also going to have a list of the classic podcasts because the archives are a big, deep library to navigate. The archives are like that fucking library in that movie, What Dreams May Come. You remember Max von Sydow was floating there in that enormous fucking library that they had in the afterlife? That's almost like the Phil Hendry Show archive. So we have a scaled-down version of that with our classic podcasts. That's what those are. Those podcasts are drawn from every month of every year that we have in our archives. There's a lot of stuff that we have, and I'd like to put the call out right now to anybody, because I ran into a guy at our I ran into a guy at our Irvine show, and who has a lot of our early KFI stuff. And I would say this to anybody that would you know, contribute to the archives, any of the material that you have, we, you know, will memorialize your name. You know, as we did with the Lion Archive, I think we have the name of the chap who donated the early Milwaukee Lion stuff. And we will, you know, give that archive section your name, the John P. Quigley, you know, section of the archives, the Joe Blow, whatever you want. And, you know, do it in a, because with the new redesign, we're going to be changing font a little bit and making things a little bit nicer. It's very interesting. You know, I will say this, and I mean this with the greatest of respect when it comes to web developers. Yeah. It's interesting to me what you guys miss. It just is. I'm not saying anything other than you're very good technically. You're very good with your with being able to implement certain things. But in terms of overall, when it comes to what a consumer is thinking, I've had a hard time finding developers that are really tuned into the consumer's mind. They're into their heads, and they're into the heads of their friends. And so everything's very technical, and everything with a lot of developers is like, well, you punch this button and punch this button, punch this button, and they're not thinking like an average consumer. The average consumer is not that particularly computer savvy other than to click. And when they hit that one fucking click, man, they want to go to where they want to go. They don't want to do it again and again and again and again. It may not be smart. It may not be great. It may not be ideal. It may not be optimum. But that's the world we live in. That's the world of the consumer that we are dealing with. And my goal is to make it easy for them. So that's why we tweak and we turn and we twist. Are we going to have a lot of really new bells and whistles? No, we are not. You're not going to see this whole new design with buttons you can push and see all kinds of marvelous things pop up and go crazy and do all this shit. A lot of research shows that people do not like having things just, you know, happen. They want to be able to push the button that they want to push. One of the things that we want to make sure that we get people to is our daily podcast. One of the things that we want to make sure we get people to then are our archives. We want to make sure we get them to our videocast. We want to get them as directly to those things as we possibly can. That's my philosophy of life. And then if they choose, and only then, if they want to become subscribers, well then, Jack, here's a button you push and you can do that. And I don't want it to be complicated, and I don't want it to be 9 million motherfucking steps, and I don't want 500 redundant different buttons and all this shit. And the thing that the problem that we've run into over and over and over and over again, and I don't care who the person is or who the developer is or who, I don't give a shit what they're claiming to do. We have a big fucking body of material. And it's not just a matter of saying, let's lift all of this and put it here. And since all of these apparently have video casts that go along with them, we'll make sure that we have the video cast capability in all of these. Well, no, because not all of them have video casts. So you have to go through the ones that don't have video casts and eliminate that. You can't just do this kind of a, you know, copy and paste, if you will. So you got to go through, you got to eliminate where there is not a video cast. I don't want to goddamn see an empty fucking player. I don't want any more broken links. I don't want any of that shit. That was the problem we ran into the first fucking time. I shouldn't say the first time. The second time we had a redesign back in 2012. I had fucking broken links up the fucking wazoo. I had all of this script that was gibberish and unintelligible that went way back to the beginning of the show log that we didn't need any longer. You know, so there you go. And I can see this, you know, as it rolls out. I know that as things progress in the life of the Phil Hendry show, and in the life of the Phil Hendry website, and the life of, you know, all this, it's going to get better and better and better. It's probably at some point, you know, by the day, but when I die, the day I'm on my deathbed, it will be some magnificent, you know, unbelievable website of like almost like, I don't know, what's a really good website? I have no idea. I don't, Facebook, is that Twitter? Is it going to have that functionality? All right, so that's that. And then what else? Dead or alive. So we're going to have our meeting tomorrow with our guys at Midroll. And then the other thing that I want to decide is, how do we want to move forward with our one-man show? How do we want to... I think it's time, And I'm going to be with the guys at, I'm going to be on a couple of podcasts next week. One of them is with Horatio Sanz, who's one of the great guys of all time and it's been a big supporter of mine. And I'm going to be on Horatio's podcast. It's called The Horay Show. And I think they do it out of UCB. And I'm going to try and see what can be done bringing our show to Upright Citizens Brigade here in Los Angeles. I mean, it's a very prestigious venue and really, really great and funny people work there. They all work in improv, but that's kind of what I do. So I'll see what the chances are. Let's see what else, man. A lot of stuff that I'm not even thinking about right now. Oh, yeah. Well, we referenced it last night. You know, I'm back in earnest on the diet and making some good progress. I'm really happy to be doing that, you know, because I did. It's like, I don't know. It's just like you spend. It was only 7 months. It took me 7 months to go from 290 pounds to 210. 7 months. That's all. Believe it or not. And, you know, I don't know how I missed by speaking of weight problems. The great Joe McDonald, who was a sportscaster, a sports writer, a sports commentator. I worked with Joe at KFI. He was all over the dial in Los Angeles. He passed on at the age of 58 last week, and I'm just so sorry that I missed that news. I did tweet an RIP to Joe. He came to see me up when I did a signing up at Santa Clarita, and he eventually was able to lose the weight. He had gastric bypass, and he also got married, but he died at the age of 58, and here I am at 62. So I'm wondering, did his heart just give out? I mean, even though he had lost all of that weight, in the last picture I saw of him, he had he had lost a lot of weight. He didn't look healthy. Yeah, I don't think that gastric bypass surgery, you know, people that go through that, man, to me, they don't look healthy. I don't know what it is. I just don't, you know. They look gaunt. They look gaunt. I'm not exactly sure how to, you know, what to think, you know, what to say about them, but they do, don't they? Don't they to you? So, bless his heart, you know, and Joe's gone. And I still remember listening to Joe's show, his sports show on KFI. But the one that everybody talks about and the one that I loved, because I liked both of them as writers, was the McDonnell Douglas show that was on KSPN between 2000 and 2005. And I did listen to it. It was a sports talk show on KSPN with Doug Krikorian. Doug Krikorian, who had been with the Herald Examiner. The Herald Examiner went under. And then Doug joined the Long Beach Press-Telegram. And he and Joe had a sports show middays that was just terrific. It was a forerunner of Pardon the Interruption. I think it was a forerunner of maybe the, not so much the Loose Cannons, but some of these two-man shows that really, you know, had big-time traction across the country, because I think they really had they had such great rapport and had terrifically healthy disputes, because both of these guys were really opinionated, you know, and sports is one of those worlds that the as the geniuses that run talk radio have discovered, it's one of those worlds where things are extremely passionate, things can be extremely out of control, and marvelously. By the way, I'm looking at a movie right now where the chick is singing into a microphone, and the flag on it says KFWB, and this flick is probably from the 40s. KFWB used to be a big band station. Then it became a rock and roll station. And then it became a news station. And now I think it's a sports station. I think it's The Beast 980. And right now, this movie I'm looking at shows Xavier Cugat and Fuente Bukulubu. I don't know who the fuck she is. And she is, singing some songs. Margaret, who is that?
Well, I think that, oh, God, oh, that is that Sarah Belghecchio?
What do you mean, Sarah Belghecchio?
General, don't get up. You know what? Don't even get between a dog and its meat on this one.
Well, I've never heard.
It doesn't matter.
This is some kind of a beach set. I wish I could show you what this is, but I've moved the... God, this is weird. Anyway, God rest your soul there, Joe. You know, I'm going to be... One of these days, I think I'm going to be... I got to get my fucking shit together and not be such a fucking... asshole. You know, I've been in my life just too self-centered and self-consumed, and I suppose we all can look at our lives and see where we've fucked up, but that's not for me to discuss here. I'm just talking about myself, and I'm sorry that I wasn't a better friend to a lot of people when I could have been. I really am. Hey. You know, if you come to that realization in your life, maybe it took getting your ass kicked, maybe you figured it out, however you got there, make sure that you stay with it, you know. And one of the things that I'm trying to do with my life now is when I have these realizations and when I have these, truth that's making itself known to me, I want to be sure that I incorporate it into my life for good. Not one of these things where, gee, I sure would like to be this or that, and you do it for a few months or a few weeks, and you sort of, you change your attitude and the way you approach people for a while, and then you slip back into your old habits of being just a dick, right? However, I will say this, and I think this is true, you guys would agree that this is true of your own lives. There are times when you're an asshole to people who need it, right? Okay, so let's be clear, you know. Joe McDonald, I don't think that I was an asshole to Joe. I just wish I had been a better friend to him. I wish I had gotten to know him better, is I think what I'm trying to say. I wish that I'd allowed myself to have him in my life, to be the beneficiary of his good influence and his... but I didn't, you know, and so he's one of the guys that I miss, and I, Neil, you know, Neil was a tough guy to get to know, but I wish that I'd been maybe better friends with Neil, and God damn it, I was going through such a shit time in my life that when Neil died, I didn't even have a chance to go back to his funeral. Of course, there I was talking about how I didn't appreciate how lightly attended it was. I don't think it was lightly attended. I think it was very well attended. But I think that the radio industry did not give him the send-off that it should have. And at that time, I was in the throes of a pitched battle with TRN. You know, I knew Neil for... 2.5 years, 3 years, whatever. I mean, I worked with him, and then I came to California, so I was, you know, sort of, you know, away from Miami. And I had wanted to attend his funeral. I didn't make it. I, like I said, I was all up in my own goddamn shit, you know. So, you know, you... what you do is you make note of it, man, and you make note of it, and you make note of why, and the why is I was too much into my own shit, you know. I mean, those are the people who are valuable, and those are the people that I am, you know, forever gonna honor in my life. I don't think I disrespected either guy. I didn't do that, but I do feel I wanted to be a little bit more a part of their lives, and I wasn't. But like I said, you know, there's people that, these are friends of mine, you know, and these are people from my life. There are people that deserve they deserve your rancor. They deserve your disdain. They deserve your, don't make yourself guilty over the fact that there's some people you just fucking can't stand. I mean, because... that's a very active feeling you have toward maybe the fact that they betrayed you. Who knows, you know? But this is good. Of course, I don't know. Oh, shit. Wait a minute, man. Oh. I thought we were going to get to see a fight, but I guess not.
I thought we were going to get to see a fight, but I guess not. You know, the fights in hockey are fucking amazing, man.
All right. So we're about ready to do the do and the funky chicken, too, I think. Ah, shit. Let me see here, man. I want to check out a couple of things here. First thing I want to check out is this one. Sworn in, Ole Ole Oxenfree. Oh, my goodness. That's the name of this, Ole Ole Oxenfree. Remember that game? Did you ever play that game? Here's one from Shaggy Angel.
Now this one dedicated to all of you, them who out there don't say nice things to them girls.
Kendrick Lamar, all right.
All's my life I has to fight, nigga. All's my life I hard times like, yeah.
To pimp a butterfly.
Like, yeah. Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie, you fucked up. But if all God right. got us, then we gon' be it. All right.
Nigga, we gon' be all right.
Here's one called King Kunta.
I got a bone up here. I don't want you monkey mouth motherfucker sitting in my throne again.
This one called My Love, Fortunate Youth. This one called Grief from Earl Sweatshirt, one of my favorite rappers. All right.
This is a General Galen Shaw click to pick.
All right, General. I don't like shit. I don't go outside.
Good grief.
An album by Earl Sweatshirt.
I don't grief what I sold. Nigga, I ain't been outside in a minute. I've been living what I wrote. And all I see is snakes in the eyes of these niggas. Mama taught me how to read them when I look.
All right, so thank you very much, Earl. This is Creedence Clearwater. You know this group. You know that song.
Someone told me long ago.
Beatles. Listen to this song here.
Don't let me down.
I remember I was at this kid's house one day and
don't let me down.
I was at a friend of mine's house, and across the street was a friend of his playing this song full blast.
Don't let me down.
And I was listening to this dude singing it full blast out of his bedroom window.
Guys, just like,
don't let me down.
Nobody ever loved me like you.
Here's one call from Paul McCartney. You know this song. All right, man. Here's what I'm gonna do. 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 I feel like starting with Earl, man. You know, that's what I feel like. Okay. Don't let me down. Doodle doodle doom doodle doom. Nobody ever fucked me like she. All right. I've got a ring about making leprons. I don't know. Bump, 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 bump. Audio, YouTube, audio.
We've got a Bob Iggy in here with a traffic response in. Yes, we've had a number of people who've been talking to us and stabbed. The man claimed he'd been stabbed by a leprechaun. I think that is.
Say that again.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we had a man who claimed his stabbing. That's right. Yeah, we had a leprechaun.
Well, that's right, Phil. Right now, Phil, where we are here in Leprechaun Town here in Mobile, Alabama, would you talk about that?
Right, Jay. Thank you very much. My name is Sheriff Billing Hardenway here in Mobile. I've had a number of that.
Can you tell me, Sheriff, do you anticipate?
What we're anticipating is a number of these clowns. Shit.
Phil, we're here in Mobile, Alabama, and thank you for giving us something to do, you know, because we ain't had shit to do ever since you stripped politics out of your program. Yeah, I'd love to have that. Yeah, and I've got a leprechaun try to grab a man, you know.
Yeah, a leprechaun tried to grab a man last night. I don't have any idea.
What do you mean a leprechaun tried to grab a man?
Well, I think what happened was somebody might have hallucinated or something like that.
We're thinking right now there might have been a...
So that will be... who are these two motherfuckers? What's the guy? Kurt Quitty and Guy Barton. Then we're going to do a break. All right.
Don't let me down. Do.
All right. Let me see here, man. How come when I was a kid and I went to see the Blades or saw a hockey team, everybody looked really old, and now they all look like they're like five? What? How does that, you know? Everybody, I mean, they probably did then look young, and only I thought they looked old. Maybe that was it. I'm going to have to go back and look at some old pictures. I got to look at hockey players from the 60s, what they looked like. All right. YouTube, Kurt Quitty, Guy Barton, Leprechaun, Larga, then music. Then we're going to go to...
Don't let me down. Don't let me down.
Right, Phil, this is R.C. Collins, and I think that a lot of stuff that everybody wants to do is really interesting. Well, that's right. I mean, we're going to be down here, and we're going to have...
See, what is R.C. talking about now, man? All that military shit is kind of in the background. I think R.C.'s got a...
Yeah, a lot of stuff we're going to do is... I got some good ideas about my dad's, you know, his factory and shit.
Yeah. Griego, Jay Sanis. August Selson. Guy Barton. All right, how about... God damn it. That'll be interesting. Do you really want to talk about that, Larry?
Of course I want to talk. I think it's very valid. There's a guy that they have on death row in Oregon, and this guy is a mental midget. There's a guy on death row in Oregon, Phil, and, you know, I don't know what exactly they're trying to put through. There's a guy on death row in Oregon, Phil, and I'm not exactly sure what they think they're going to be doing, but I can tell you that as far as I'm concerned, and there's a guy on death row in Oregon, Phil, and there's a guy on death row in Oregon. Boy, there's all kinds of guys. Well, there's a guy that, thank you very much, Phil. We've had a tough time. Thank you, Phil. We've had a very tough time. There's a guy on death row. You know, these guys are getting on, and they don't want to kill the guy, but there's an anti-death penalty group. And
what's it about?
Well, I don't know, but they don't think the man should be executed. Because he's got some, you know, diseased brain, because they believe that he was born with half of a head, you know, because he's got two heads or something. But, you know, this is a guy who they don't think should be educated, should be executed, because he has, he's bipolar. Look at these two knuckleheads. You think these guys should be executed? I do. Boy, oh, what a left hand that guy got into that guy, huh? What a left hand that guy got into that guy.
But I can tell you that this is a situation where, well, you've got a lot of these guys that are on death row, and I don't want the guy to be executed because he had poor grades in school, you know.
Oh, that is not the case, Larry. Some of these people are mentally deficient.
Yeah, I'll say they're mentally deficient. You know why they're mentally deficient? Because they killed a guy. Oh!
Larry, I've tried to tell Larry that...
Mother, do you mind?
Yes, I do mind, Larry, because I think it's very important.
I think that because a guy is a mental deficient, as they say, I think there needs to be a death penalty that get him educated and then execute him. Get him to the level where you feel good about executing him. Give him an education. Give him a degree, for Christ's sake. So I don't know what you're supposed to do with these guys. Here's a guy that probably who slaughtered an entire home full of people, but they don't want to execute the guy because he got bounced on his head when he was a kid. Well, what is that supposed to mean?
Is there brain damage?
Well, I don't know. Maybe there is brain damage. You take a guy and bounce him on his head a few times. Let me ask you a question, Phil. I want to go kill someone. Why don't I have a friend of mine ram my head into a wall?
You know something? You're being ridiculous.
No, I'm not being ridiculous. Why don't I have a friend of mine ram my head into a wall?
All right. Here we go.
Don't let me down. Don't let me down.
All right, here's what we're going to do, man. We got to have a really solid thing here, okay? So we're going to do this. We get ourselves some outside. Let's see. Is this the good shit here? No, this is not a phone bed, though. That's not a phone bed. Is this a phone bed? It's not a... Here's a good one here. I like that one. I don't like that one. Well, I do sort of like that one. Nobody ever really done me like she dude. And now people all over the world will hey, yeah, hey, all over.
To one of the NYSE, 3-1 of the NASDAQ.
All right, here we go, brother. I'm ready to go. If you is, I am. I am really good here. I'm good. I'm all good. I'm good. I'm good. All right, here we go.
I'm good.